Now, before the break, I mentioned we were going to talk about this, the proliferation, and all of a sudden, everywhere you look, there seems to be like a medical marijuana dispensary, and apparently there's some illegal ones as well. Not everybody is thrilled, as you would imagine. We're going to talk to now an addictions therapist. She's a recovering addict herself, 28 years clean this July, I believe, and also an author. Candace Platter joins us on the line. Candace, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Shane.
Let me ask you first off, I think we've all seen all the, well, not all seen, but it seems that every time you turn around, there's a new medical marijuana dispensary opening up. Sometimes there's three of them on the same block. What are the illegal ones that maybe we're not aware of? Are there ones that look like a medical dispensary, but they're not? Is that what it is? Or?
Well, I don't know. I think that many of the shops that have been selling pot have been doing it under the guise of medical marijuana. This is not the same as compassion clubs, as far as I'm concerned. You know, from what I hear, there are people who can go into these shops and get prescriptions over the phone from doctors, you know, so they're not even really being assessed for this. There have been no regulations about it. And I think what the government what the mayor has done has legitimized the recreational marijuana, which I think is what was being used anyway. So,
you know, Candace Platter joining us. That's why, if for those that say it's way easier to get right now, I'd argue that it's just more out in the open. It's more visible now to get that. I don't think it was in this province in particular the most difficult thing to find. My question would be, as you know, I hear on both sides, is marijuana addictive? I've heard for years that it's non-addictive.
Mm.
Is it addictive? And you know, you work with people firsthand on the front line.
Yeah. Well, I believe it to be addictive, but I don't believe that everybody becomes addicted to it, just like there are people who drink who don't become addicted to alcohol. But a lot of people do have problems with marijuana. I did. I know from personal experience that pot is addictive. And I also see families. I work mostly with the loved ones of people with addiction. And I get calls and emails from people who are loved ones of those who are using marijuana. A lot of them are youth, which really concerns me. This drug is tearing families apart. And that's the reality. And so now we've got, you know, lots and lots of stores popping up where people can get this.
Candace Platter joining us on the line, addiction therapist, a recovering addict herself, and an author. So let me ask you this. I was just down in Washington State a few weeks ago, and I couldn't believe the changeover that's happened there in the last year. When you saw that happen, again, and that was the, you know, almost like the precursor to what's been going on here, did your red flag, did you get worried right away when you saw that happening so close to us?
Well, I was concerned, and I was concerned that it would start to happen in Vancouver as well, and, you know, it has. And I think that now that it has, I don't really like the fact that it has, because I see this drug doing very damaging things to a lot of people. But now that it has, to have some regulation on it, I think is a good thing. But I don't know. I think addiction is prevalent in our society every way you turn, and pot is an addictive substance. We know that THC is addictive in the brain. We know that it has that potential.
So I'm just gonna wonder, Candace, like as we do with alcohol in the situation, in a sense of if it wasn't, if some people are more predetermined. But in a sense that, you know, you get addicted to whether it's alcohol, a lot of people can go for drinks, and it's a smaller percentage that end up having an issue with it. If the same is the case for marijuana, is it all about just the way it's regulated?
Well, I don't know, and I don't think we know that yet. I think that's one of the dangers, potentially, is that we don't know that yet. There are an awful lot of people in Vancouver who use pot, whether it's daily, whether it's recreational, you know, and the statistics seem to show that 10 to 15% of people who use pot on a regular basis, whether it's daily or weekly or whatever, get addicted. And if you think about 10 to 15% of all the people who are using pot, that's a lot of people.
No, that is a high percentage when you consider the amount of people that we're talking about.
Mm.
Are you surprised then for someone that has been, for someone that's been so involved in it? And again, 28 years clean and sober coming up in July, but, you know, an addictions therapist, and you do deal with families.
Yep.
Are you surprised at the attitude then towards, or the general attitude towards marijuana in the sense, from what it used to be now to now, it seems like it's almost, it's no big deal. It's a very casual attitude towards it right now.
That's right. And that does concern me because it is a big deal. It's a really big deal. And I don't think we have enough information yet. I don't think we have enough information to say it's no big deal.
Are you surprised at the attitude towards it? Considering we've talked about addiction when so many other drugs for so many years, and it seems like so much attention. We go, it's all about, you know, recovery. It's not about, you know, jail and penalty. It should be about recovering. With all the other drugs, but then marijuana seems like it's almost like, it's something minor league.
I know, and that's worrisome. That's very worrisome. I think, you know, society colludes in the bottom line, right? So the money issue is a huge one. And when you talk about, you know, the $30,000 per year that these pot shops have to fork over to the government, that tells you something right there. But, yeah, to answer your question, yeah, the whole opinion that this is no big deal is troubling, and I think we're going to see that down the line. It was the same when people started being whistleblowers about cigarettes. Cigarettes were no big deal. Everybody smokes. What are you talking about? Right?
Right.
Now we know better, and I think that's what's going to happen with pot as well.
So where do we go from here? Do you think we still continue down more of a free-for-all before something gets done?
I have no idea, but I know that I'm going to keep talking about it. And, even though people would probably like me not to.
And no shortage of people you're coming into contact with. And you know what we always heard too, you know, marijuana was a gateway drug. Do you believe that?
I think it can be, sure. I think alcohol can be a gateway drug as well. I think a lot of drugs can be gateway drugs.
So it's all about the individual then, really, mm-hmm. as not so much as the substance, whether it's alcohol or it's marijuana. As we said, some people seem like they're regardless of what it is, they're going to find something to be addicted to.
Well, I think that's true. There's many, many addictions in our society. But to collude and have everybody, quote unquote, try to say that there's no big deal about pot is very dangerous. There's a lot of people who are going to get addicted to this, who already are addicted to this.
Well, as I say,
the ones who protest so much may be the ones who are addicted.
It's amazing when you drive down. I remember just on one street, I think I was on Broadway, West Broadway. There was, I think, 3 dispensaries on one block.
I know.
And that to me, regardless of my stance on the dispensary, that doesn't seem to make good business sense.
Yeah, that's ridiculous, isn't it?
Like, you would never have 3 beer stores side by side. Like, it just doesn't, like, why would you? I don't quite grasp it, so.
And many of them are in neighborhoods, and many of them are near schools, and many of them are near community centers, and that's something that this regulation will change. That's a good thing.
Well, as we say, I think
we
seem to be in the early stages as they kind of just figure it out. It's almost they're kind of figuring out as they go.
Yeah, that's right. They are. And we'll see down the line what happens.
Candace, thank you so much for your time today. We really appreciate it.
You're very welcome, Shane. Thank you.
Thank you. That's Candace Platter, addictions therapist. She's a recovering addict, as mentioned, 28 years clean and sober in July. And for her, it started with pot as well, she said. I'm of the belief to some degree that some people, as I said, no matter what the substance, are going to get addicted to something. So whether it's alcohol, which we do sell, we know that people have trouble with alcohol. We still sell it. We try to, you know, control it as much as possible. That's why I've never been a big believer in being able to buy wine or anything at the corner store. I don't think you need to be able to. It doesn't need to be any easier. It's already easy enough. I know I can go to the liquor store to get what I need. And if I don't get there in time, oh, well, tough for me. I'll have to do without a drink until the next day. So I think it should be legal. You just got to, you know, have the right rules and regulations and don't make it as available as it is. And again, with the pot dispensaries, I wouldn't have them private sector. I would have them like the BC Liquor Board. You have that. So it's totally government controlled in that sense. Tax it and pay for stuff. And you know what? Offer the services for those that are going to have issues with it, the same as we do with alcohol. Just because some people get addicted, does that mean everybody? And you have, you know, we ban alcohol. And no one can drink because some people have trouble with it. No, we don't do that. So why do we do it with this? Or maybe we don't. Maybe now it's just too wide open and you can get it in way too many places. You hear about places that have guys on standby at the dispensaries. You go in, you know what, I'm having trouble sleeping. Bing, bang, you got a card and away you go. So yeah, maybe it is a little too easy.